AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Iran and the U.S. are set to hold nuclear negotiations tomorrow in the Middle Eastern country. In the Middle Eastern country of Oman, tensions are high after Iran's bloody crackdown on nationwide protests. Speaking to NBC News' Tom Yamas, President Trump said,
"Should the supreme leader in Iran be worried right now?"
"I would say he should be very worried, yeah. He should be. As you know, they're negotiating with us."
Audio credit, NBC News, and Tom Yamas. Trump border czar Tom Homan says 700 immigration officers will be pulled out of Minnesota immediately. State and local officials agreed to cooperate by turning over arrested immigrants. NBC Today host Savannah Guthrie sent a public message to her mother's kidnapper.
"We too have heard the reports about a ransom letter in the media. As a family, we are doing everything that we can. We are ready to talk. However, we live in a world where voices and images are easily manipulated. We need to know, without a doubt, that she is alive and that you have her."
Authorities believe 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie was taken from her home in Arizona against her will. The sport of curling kicked off a competition at the Winter Olympics in Italy. The opening ceremonies are set for tomorrow in Milan. World shares retreated today in Asia on heavy selling of technology stocks, while the price of Bitcoin fell as much as 8%. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that the battle over election documents seized in Georgia is heating up.
Officials in heavily Democratic Fulton County, Georgia, say statements made by President Donald Trump after the FBI seized 2020 election documents raises serious concerns.
"If they can't count the votes legally and honestly, then somebody else should take over."
Fulton County Board of Commissioners Chair Rob Pitts:
"The president himself has mentioned some 15 plus other states where he believes that there are problems. That's why I say that this is a very complicated situation and has implications far beyond Fulton County, Georgia."
Senator Mark Warner of Virginia told reporters:
"So let's be clear. It is inappropriate for a sitting president to personally involve himself in a criminal investigation tied to an election he lost."
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.